Good morning.
Good morning. I think I'm the only one this morning.
Well, I'm of the opinion that we'll go forward anyway. Maybe somebody will come.
Okay.
Is that
I'm
right?
Go ahead. Yes, it's okay. I'm going to mute, though, because someone may come in that I'm expecting this morning.
Understood.
Okay.
Before you mute, the handout today is on the Unique Astrological Times link. It's in the... And we are only going to use the Psalms landing page today within the section covering Tehillim 35, Psalm 35, which is what we will do. We will study today. There is a link in that Psalm section on the Psalms landing page that we will actually use. But I will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin te bidhilu urhimu udhilu udhilu urhimu le'akta l'shem yudhe babavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael le'mud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'ayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kunenei. We're starting with the Psalms landing page. When that opens up, scroll down almost to the end of the page, and we'll be studying Tehillim 35. As you will note, if you take a look from last week, Rabbi Sutton has not yet completed his translation for Psalm 35. We will be using the link from the Machon Mamre website, which is within this section, Psalm Tehillim 35. You'll find the link towards the bottom of the section before Tehillim 36. And you'll, if you're not familiar with this website, Machon Mamre, I highly recommend that you browse the home site and see what is available with respect to both Hebrew and English translations of all of the Tanakh. I have found it to be useful, and I suggest you become familiar enough with it. Psalm 35 is said on the sixth day of the monthly cycle. And just to reiterate what we've said many times in the past, there are people who study the Psalms during a given Hebrew month. They read all of the Psalms. They study all of the Psalms. And this Psalm 35 is read on the sixth day of the monthly cycle. Now, that's a significant event because the sixth day is the Vav, the numerical value, and that has an impact because the Vav represents the Zeran Pin, represents the spiritual worlds. This psalm is an awe-inspiring and wondrous prayer about David's enemies, that they be as chaff before the wind, chased by the angel of Hashem. It also declares that everything comes about through Hashem's help. This is the kavanah to have during the study of this psalm. The first word is L'David. Please refer to the introduction in the Yearning for Redemption PDF. for additional information about the meanings of the first word and the first verses. There are 28 verses in Psalm 35. 28 is the gematria of the Hebrew word koach, which is translated as strength or power. And there you see the link to the Machon Mamre website. If you'll open up that link and scroll down to chapter 35, this is where we will be starting. Le David Riva Hashem Ed Yerivai Lecham Et Lechamai. A Psalm of David. Strive, O Hashem, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. It's an interesting human response. It's reflective of the counterpuncher philosophy. Someone strives, someone's arguing with you, strike back. That's not the nature of Hashem. People make the mistake of thinking that Hashem has human reactions. And throughout the Tanakh, we see words that imply Hashem having human reactions. But I stress that those words are how we perceive Hashem. It is not an attribute of Hashem to be human. It's not an attribute of Hashem to counterpunch because someone attacks you. The attribute of Hashem is to turn the other face. The attribute of Hashem is to not care what the other person's opinion is all about. Recognize the constructive criticism that might be implied by the person's words. Evaluate them. Decide if there's maybe need for a change in you. The second verse. Achazek magen letzina v'kuma b'ezrati. Take hold of a shield and a buckler and rise up to my help. 5 words representing all of the 5 worlds. Twenty-two letters representing all of the Hebrew alphabet, all of the energy of the vessel. It is the vessel who will rise up. It is the vessel, meaning us, who will need to defend ourselves sometimes. And the best defense is to change your own attributes. Because when you change, you're not the same person, and the effect of your actions that are coming back to you cannot find you. The third verse. Weharek chanit uzgor likrat rodfai emor lenafshi. Yeshua tech ani. draw out also the spear and the battle axe against them that pursue me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Nine words representing Yesod or Chachma. And we'll find out by counting the letters. Thirty-seven is the concealed aspect connecting to Bina, to the mother. And the mother, the feminine aspect of the unity between Chachma and Bina. The feminine aspect is the salvation. This is a teaching that should be learned and taken to heart. The fourth verse. Yevoshu vayikalnu mevakshe nafshi yisogu achor v'yachteru choshve rati. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and be abashed that devise my heart hurt. Nine words again. Forty-one letters. The energy of 41 is Im, mother, Bina. Now remember, Bina and Chachma are always connected. They're never separated. The fifth verse. Iyu kemot lifnei ruach. Umalach Hashem docher. Let them be as chaff before the wind, the angel of Hashem thrusting them. Seven words representing the lower seven sephirot. Twenty-seven letters representing all the 22 Hebrew alphabets plus the five final letters. There's a hint in that number and in the translation of these Hebrew words that this verse applies to the end of times when the prophecy is that the Hashem will smite the nations that have abused the children of Israel. And it is important for the children of Israel to pray for that smiting to become unnecessary because they forgive the nations. Recognizing that the nations were only doing what was best for the children of Israel. The seventh pasuk. Ki chinam tamnu li shachad rishtam Chinam chafru l'nafshi. For without cause they have they hid for me the pit, even their net without cause have they digged for my soul. This is a human justification. For being reactive, a human justification for being the counterpuncher. Remember, you didn't come into this world to remain human, just to start out that way. The nine words. Letters. Again, the lamed, which goes above the line, the lamed that means teaching, teacher. The hint that you are not to remain human while in this lifetime. You are to grow above the human's level. Not an easy task, but it is why you are in this world. And eventually you will grow beyond the human level. The eighth verse. Tavo ehu shoa lo yeda Berishto asher taman til kedo v'shoa yipal ba. Let destruction come upon him unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. With destruction let him fall therein. One of the words in the earlier verses is Gehinom, which translates as hell. And this verse is saying, let people fall into hell because of their actions. And this is what King David, what human people ask to have happen to the people who attack them. Again, this is human, not what we're here to do. The ninth verse. I need to clarify that last statement. I'm not saying that I am more righteous or more elevated than King David. King David is obviously more elevated than me. But I still can understand Hashem's words differently. Hashem's said to King David, I confirm your words in these Psalms. But that does not mean that we need to make them apply in every situation. The ninth verse. B'nafshi tagil v'Hashem tasis b'shuato. And my soul shall be joyful in Hashem. It shall rejoice in his salvation. The salvation is peace, serenity, all the good things. War just begets other war. The tenth pasuk. Kol atzmotai tomarna Hashem mikamocha Matzil ani mechazak mimenu v'ani v'evyon migozlo. All my bones shall say, Hashem, who is like unto thee? Who delivered the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoils him. We have here the hint to the understanding that our actions are written on our bones, so they will be revealed on Judgment Day, our personal Judgment Day, which can be today and every day, which is a easier way to experience the effect of our negative actions. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes. Fifty-four letters. Which is the gematria of the Hebrew word din, meaning judgment. The 11th verse. Yikumun ade chamas. Asher lo yadati lishaluni. Unrighteous witnesses rise up. They ask me of things that I know not. The word chamas is a modern term, but in the Hebrew original concept, Hamas means chaotic. And the Palestinians who call themselves Hamas today are doing this because their purpose is to create chaos, leading to the, God forbid, Armageddon war. And it is up to us to change that movie. The 12th verse. Yishamuni ratat tova shekol lenavshi. They repay me evil for good. Bereavement is come to my soul. It's a misconception that you receive evil for your good works. We fool ourselves. We think we've done a good deed when in fact we've harmed people. It's easy to mislead ourselves if we are only using our physical senses to evaluate our own actions. Six words. Twenty-eight words indicating power and strength. The 13th verse. Wani bachalotan levushi sak ineti batzon nafshi utefilati Ahekitashu. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I afflicted my soul with fasting, and my prayer, may it return into mine own bosom. This is a prayer for the boomerang law to take effect in my life, because I think I'm righteous. It's the only time you would pray for the boomerang law. 14. Pireya keach li titalachti kavelen koder shakoti. I went about as though it had been my friend or my brother. I bowed down mournful as one that mourneth for his mother. Eight words connecting to the mother, to Bina. 15th verse. Utsali samhu b'nesafu nesfu alai nekim v'lo yadati karu v'lo damu. But when I halt, they rejoice and gather themselves together. The objects gather themselves together against me. And those whom I know not, they tear me and seize me. King David, he is intimating that the world is unjust. And of course, he knows it's just. But he's writing this to speak to human beings, to give them comfort in his words. Eleven words that correspond to the ten sephirot plus the negative system. The negative system serves a purpose. Never forget that. With the profanest mockeries of backbiting, they gnash at me with their teeth. The six words connecting to Zerampin. Connecting to the 12 letters of Hashem's name for the direct light and the returning light, 12 plus 12. The 17th verse. Adonai kama tireh ashiva nafshi mishoehem mikpirim yechidati. Lord, how long wilt thou look upon, rescue my soul from their destructions, mine only one from the lions? Continuing this idea of being human, making mistakes, accepting that I can change the mistakes, but please protect me while I do the teshuvah. Verse 18. Od ha b'kachal rav Yam atzum achalecha. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among a numerous people. What is the great congregation? It's all of the levels of souls of the children of Israel, including all of their reincarnations. That's my opinion. The 19th verse. Al yismachu li oyvai sheker sonai chinam yikritzu ayin. Let not them that are wrongfully mine enemies rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. No wonder Rabbi Sutton has not yet finished his translation, because within the Hebrew words in this verse is the word chinam, translation hell. Did you see anywhere that it says hell? The 20th verse. Kilo shalom yadaberu me'al rigei eretz divrei mirmot yachashovum. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. They're saying that the people who want peace, the chaotic peoples, are going to create the chaos even though the people are peaceful. They haven't done anything in this lifetime. They're receiving the effect of their previous lifetime. Verse 21. Vayashivu alai pihem amru heach heach reata enenu. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me. They say, aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. Eight words connecting to Bina. Thirty-three, representing Hod Shebahod. Representing the word lag, as in lag ba'omer. The 22nd verse. Ra'ita Hashem al teherash Adonai al tirchak me many. Thou hast seen, O Lord, thou hast seen Hashem. Keep not silence, Hashem, but not far from me. Eight words. 29 letters connecting to the Hebrew month of Av. Verse 23. Adonai Karivi, rouse thee and wake to my judgment, even unto my cause, Hashem and my Lord. The 24th verse. Shafteni ketzid ketcha, Hashem Elohai, v'al yismechu li. Judge me, Hashem, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Seven words connecting to the lower Sephirot. Connecting 29 letters connecting to the Hebrew month of Av, connecting to the concept of Father. The 25th verse. Al yomru b'liban he'ach nafshenu, al yomru b'lanu. Let them not say in their heart, aha, we have our desire. Let them not say we have swallowed him up. One can read into this verse, not only is it saying, don't let my enemies be overjoyed, but also do not let my personal desires wane. Keep them growing. The 26th verse. Yevo shuva yachteru yachtav semeche rati yilbeshu roshet uklima Hamagdilim alai. Let them be ashamed and abashed together that rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and confusion that magnify themselves against me. Let them be able to do teshuvah is the message here. Ten words connecting to all of the Sephirot, restoring the ten Sephirot to where they should be, completely resurrected, completely repaired. Verse 27. Yaronu vayis behu afetzed tzidkei. Vayomru tamid yayikdal Hashem hechafetz shalom avdo. Let them shout for joy and be glad that delight in my righteousness. Yea, let them say continually, magnified be the Hashem who delighteth in the peace of his servant. Eleven words 48 letters representing all of the pathways in acquiring Torah, the 48 ways to acquire Torah as taught in the Pirkei Avot, a section of the Talmud that is closest to the Kabbalah. The 28th verse, Ushoni tege tzidkecha kol hayon tehilatecha, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day. And it ends up with six words, the last verse connecting to Zeranpin. Representing a completion, a certain frame of completion, 5 times 5. Let me scroll back up. And I will read the Hebrew in sequence. Le David Leva Hashem et Yerivai Lechat Lecham et Lechamai Et Lochamai Chachazek Magen Betzina Tekuma be'ezrati v'charek chanit uzgor likrat rodfai emor lenafshi yeshuatech ani ani Yevoshu v'yikalmu mevakshe nafshi yisogu achon v'yachperu hoshve ra'ati Yeyu kemot lifnei ruach umalach Hashem docher Yehi darkam hoshech v'achalach takot U'malach Hashem rodfam Ki chinam tamnu Li shachat reishtam chinam Chafru l'nafshi Tavoehu Shoalo yeda berishto asher Taman tilkedo b'shoa yipolva V'nafshi tagil b'ashem Tachsis b'shuato Atzmotai tomarna Hashem mikamocha Matzilani machazak Mimenu v'ani v'evyon Migozlo Yekumun ade chamas Asher lo yadati lishaluni yishalmuni ra'a tachat tova shekol nafshi lani bachalotam Levushisak Eneti Vatsom Nafshi Utefilati Alhekitashu Kireati Achli Tachalachti Tavelem Moder Shachoti Utsali Samhu Nesafu Nesu Alai Nekim Velo Yadati Karu Velo Damu Behan Felia Gay Maos Harokalai Shinemu Adonai Kamatire Hashiva Nashi Mishechem Mikfirim Yechidati Odcha Bekahal Rav B'yam Atzum Achalecha Al Yismechu Li Oyevai Sheker Shonai Dinam Ikretzu Ayin Kilo Shalom Yedaberu V'al Regei Eretz Divrei Mirmot Yachash V'yarchivu Alay Pihem Amru Ha'ach Ha'ach Rataneinu Raita Hashem al teherash Adonai al tirchak mimeni Ha'ira v'hakitza l'mishpati Elohai v'adonai l'rivi Shachteni ketzad Kitzitacha Hashem Elohai Ve'al Yismachu Li Al Yomu Belibam Ha'ach Nafshenu Al Yomu Ve'ilanu Yevoshu Vayach Peru Yachdav Shemeche Rati Li Yilbushu Roshet Uklima Amagdilim Alay Yaronu Vayishbechu Chafetze Etzidke Yomru Tamid Yigdal Hashem Techafatz Shalom Avdo Ushono Teger Tzidkecha Kol Hayom Tehilatecha That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? I'm wishing you all Shabbat Shalom, reminding you that we will have Havdalah at 9 o'clock and our Zohar class for the Parsha of Hukat at 10 o'clock. These are Eastern times. Western times are 6 for Havdalah and 7 for the Zohar on Hukat. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will continue our study in preparation for the 3 weeks. The first 3 weeks of the 10 weeks leading up the 10 Sephirot leading up to the Rosh Hashanah, to the energy of the new year, the manifestation of this year's final energy as we move into the new year. Shabbat Shalom to all.